In these days of uncertainty, it's hard for anyone to make decisions with confidence. Should one worry about what's in the mail? How safe is it to fly? Are tall buildings still possible targets? There are no sure answers, but experts in the psychology of weighing risks and making decisions have some tools they can use to help sort through the risks. NPR's Richard Harris talked to one who is applying her expertise to weigh her personal risks.
3 months ago, psychologist Deborah Frisch left her job at the University of Oregon in Eugene to work at the National Science Foundation across the river from Washington, D.C. Her job there is to direct federal funding of research into how people make decisions and manage risks. Those skills come to bear in her own life.
I'm supposed to go to San Diego on Saturday, and as the date gets closer, my gut feeling as I picture myself walking up the steps onto the plane and the steps being last call, this is your last chance to get off. It feels scary to me. I don't usually think about it, you know, nearly as much as I am now.
As she sat in a park outside her office on a warm fall afternoon, she talked about the way she worked through her decision to fly or not to fly. She tapped into the basic rules of decision making.
There's this phrase, you can't compare apples and oranges, but lesson number one of decision theory is you can compare things that are radically different and qualitatively different.
In fact, you have to make a good decision. We'll see how in a minute. The second rule is that all decisions we make are fundamentally a gamble.
Should you ask someone out on a date? Should you maybe eat some manicotti that you left out overnight? You're taking a gamble. When you ask someone out, you're gambling that they're interested. And when you eat the manicotti, you're gambling that it's okay. So that idea that decisions are gambles is really useful and applies to a lot of situations.
Armed with these principles, she started to figure out whether to take her trip west. Frisch says she believes in statistics, and she knows that, statistically speaking, it's generally a lot safer to fly than it is to drive.
On the other hand, it seems that part of being a rational statistician is that when new information becomes available, that you update your beliefs. And so I don't believe that statistics on, for example, the safety of flying that were true in the year 2000 or 2001 up to September 11th are the true statistics at that point. I think it's sensible to say the situation has changed and the risks have changed, although it's not an easy task to say how they've changed.
She says it all depends upon how you frame the risk. As her tweedy jacket suggests, she's a calm, logical person. And horrible as the events of September 11th were, terrorism is still a rare cause of death in this country. 5,000 deaths this year out of more than 2 million deaths from all causes. And Frisch says we naturally overestimate the risk of a dramatic death, say, in a plane crash.
Statistically, if you think of all the other ways you could die, it's still a vanishingly small piece of the pie. And so when you put it in the context of all these other risks, it seems, you know, why aren't you cutting out your fries at lunch? You're more likely to die from all these health-related things.
Of course, people aren't that cold and calculating in the way they perceive risks. That's where the apples and oranges come in. Deborah Frisch could skip the meeting in San Diego, but then she wouldn't get to see her relatives on the West Coast. And she couldn't take a detour to Eugene, Oregon, which she still considers home.
When I took this job at NSF, one of the costs was leaving my dogs who are in Eugene. I haven't seen them in 6 weeks. And the difficulty and risk of flying might increase. I also thought that I'm probably underestimating the risk of being here.
Though the park where she sat seemed peaceful and safe, being near Washington, D.C. means the risk of anthrax, for example, is probably higher than it would be in Oregon. Though she takes some comfort in knowing that the consequences of being exposed to anthrax aren't necessarily as severe as the consequences of being in a plane with hijackers on board. People are more averse to risks where their fate is completely out of their hands, like flying, than they are to risks where they have the sense, at least, of some control. Finally, Deborah Frisch turned to someone she trusted before deciding whether to get on the plane or cancel her ticket.
It was after talking to one friend who's an expert in this area who reminded me that odds have gone from infinitesimally small to extremely small. So they've gone up a little bit, but they're still very, very low. And that when I weigh all the costs and benefits and risks, it feels worth it.
If it seems funny to hear a scientist talking about tapping into her feelings to make a decision, it shouldn't. Even in less jarring times, Deborah Frisch says that has to be part of the process. Richard Harris, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.